Welcome to the Smichael Speaks podcast channel. I'm Joanne Smichael, and I'm delighted that you tuned in for relevant leadership learning that will help you continue to soar. Enjoy this episode. What do you do when someone you love dearly, tells you that you're critical, bossy, and demanding? I'll tell you, when I heard those three words from someone I cherish, I was taken aback. I cried. And then I had to dry my tears and ask for clarity so that I understood. I will not tell you that my first response while I was crying wasn't denial, because it was. I thought there was no way I could be critical, bossy, and demanding. Truth be told, I was willing to accept the bossy, but not the other two. The hardest part was asking for examples. When I heard a few of the examples, I was still a little defensive because my intent was never to criticize or demand. I really thought I was being encouraging. I thought I was pushing the person to excellence. When I heard how it felt to him, I was so sad. This challenged my image of myself and of how I operate in the world. I'm just going to tell you, it was hard for me not to push back on the feedback, challenge it. It was hard for me to sincerely seek examples, but challenging it or defending myself, it would have only been a protective mechanism, but it would have minimized how he felt. It would have made it seem like I was saying that his feelings weren't real, that they didn't have meaning, that they didn't have value, and that what he experienced wasn't really what he experienced. So tough to accept the feedback and seek examples. It was really interesting to me how my best intentions went awry. It was interesting how I thought I was motivating and I was actually demotivating and demoralizing. I want to go deeper into this concept of accepting critical feedback. A mature, fully evolved person, which I am not, would remember that constructive criticism allows opportunities for growth. It does, but that doesn't make it easy to hear or even accept. Even with the examples he gave, it was tough for me to accept the fact that, and it is a fact, that I'd been hurtful to someone that I loved dearly. What did help, after some time spent processing what I heard, was quieting my mind, quieting my defensiveness, and truly listening so that I could understand what he felt and what he was experiencing. Another really hard thing. It's hard for me to quiet my thoughts. It's hard for me to tame my inner voice saying that I got to protect myself from the feedback. It's hard not to lash out and go on the offensive. And I am a lasher and I do go on the offensive. So that's hard. Next thing that could be helpful is to think of the value of the relationship and connect the feedback to that. If it's a relationship that matters a lot, honest feedback will deepen the relationship and create new pathways for connecting. Even if it's not the most pivotal relationship in your life, hearing the feedback may still improve or enhance the way that you connect with the other person. I've heard and I've read that you're not supposed to react when you get tough feedback. I don't know how that's possible. I truly don't. You may not show your reaction, but inside there is definitely a reaction. You get to decide how you're going to handle it. In this case, I cried. I couldn't hold the tears. I just couldn't hold them back. So I cried. In part because I was so sad that I had been hurtful. In part because hearing about it hurt me. At any rate, I did react in a very open, very honest way. Here's the next hard thing that had to happen. I had to ask what changes he needed to feel safe in the relationship. You know, in reality, you can't feel safe if the other person is bossy, demanding, and critical. It was interesting how simple his responses and requests were. He said, just accept my no as a no and don't try to convince me that you have a better approach. He said, ask me before you make decisions that impact us, even small decisions. He asked me to trust him to make choices that were good for him and good for us. What I had to do was lean in and hear the very specific requests for behavior changes from me. Now, hearing it was one thing, and applying it has been another thing. I've been teaching myself to check in. When I make a request, I'm learning to say, it's a request, not a mandate. It's just something I'm asking. I'm also learning to ask very specifically about my actions and how they're falling on him. For instance, I was going to order something on Amazon that I thought would be good reading for him based on a recent trip to the library. I asked if it felt like I was telling him what to read, and he said, no, that feels like you're being considerate. So asking those questions has been important for me to understand what's acceptable and what's not. My growth is coming in a few ways. First, in accepting the mirror that he provides. One of my friends says that when you are in a deep and loving relationship, that person is a mirror to you. And so I'm learning how to accept the mirror. Second, I'm understanding better the impact of my behavior, what I say and what I do. And I think there's some growth in understanding the roots of my behavior. It is not easy to look at the past experiences, my upbringing, the things that have created bossy, demanding, critical. But it is instructive. The past can be really instructive in writing a new future. So what else do you do when the feedback you get isn't the feedback you want? You got to remain receptive. Sometimes we start out receptive and then default to defensiveness. The conversations are hard, so it's hard to stay in an open learning posture. If you've got a natural tendency to deflect or defend, this is the time to turn that switch off, to work to stay mindful, to stay in the present and receptive to what you're hearing. I've heard people say that you should seek other opinions when you get hard feedback. I am not sure how I feel about that. Yeah, it could surface pattern behavior, but there's also the chance that we'll only go to people who will soothe us and confirm how we feel. And that means we can't grow and we can walk around feeling like I've been vindicated because so-and-so said that's not true. Or we can walk around with righteous indignation and neither of those are helpful. I say, take it in, process it, determine which behaviors you need to change. That's all about applying the feedback to make you a better you and make the relationship deeper and more meaningful. That application is what demonstrates that we're honoring the other person and as invested in them as possible. For me, it's an ongoing process where I got to be more thoughtful than I was actually being. I will tell you, I've also been praying for a more gentle, Christ-like spirit to take hold and control. I don't know what it'll be for you, but I hope you'll be able to take in the tough feedback, use it for your betterment, the betterment of your relationships. This is tough work. It's really, really tough work. Thanks for listening to this podcast. I hope you got tools that you'll actually use and share. Subscribe if you haven't already. I add new and relevant leadership learning all of the time. If you haven't visited the Smichel Speaks YouTube channel, check it out. There's all sorts of new content. All of this is virtual leadership learning that will help you soar.